With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Not only is today day six of the government shutdown, it's the first day of the new Supreme Court term. And the justices will consider some high-profile cases dealing with the powers of the presidency.
In November, the High Court will hear a pivotal case for President Trump's economic agenda as it considers the legality of many of his sweeping tariffs. In December, the justices will take up his power to fire independent agency members at will. And the president's executive order to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants has also arrived at the Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As for the government shutdown, today the Senate is expected to take another vote on a Republican short-term spending bill that would end the shutdown. Tomorrow marks a somber anniversary in Israel, 2 years since the brutal Hamas terror attack on innocent civilians that ignited the war in Gaza. Israeli and Hamas negotiators are holding indirect talks in Egypt aimed at ending the war. President Trump's plan to send 200 National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, has been put on hold by a federal judge. The judge ruled that the protests in Portland do not justify federal intervention. It's called a supermoon, and tonight's the night. Franklin Institute chief astronomer Derek Fitz says the moon will appear a bit larger and brighter as it rises in the sky.
The next supermoon occurs October 6th, and it will be visible everywhere around the world because it's occurring at full moon. And since the whole planet will be able to see full moon, everyone will be able to experience this supermoon event, as long as the sky is clear.
Another supermoon occurs in November and then again in December. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has permanently closed its two clinics in Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, "This is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life," unquote. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside a Michigan church when her father and three other people were killed says she and the gunman locked eyes during the chaos and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Lewis said that she was able to look into the gunman's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She says she instantly forgave him from her heart and went on to say that he let me live. This is SRN News. A former NFL quarterback faces charges after being stabbed during a weekend dust-up in Indiana.
Mark Sanchez was pepper-sprayed and stabbed multiple times during a late-night altercation Saturday with a 69-year-old truck driver in an Indianapolis alley, which resulted in criminal charges against the Fox Sports analyst, according to court records filed Sunday. A police affidavit alleges that Sanchez smelled of alcohol and accosted the driver at a hotel's loading docks, leading to a confrontation outside the vehicle that prompted the driver to defensively pull out a knife. Sanchez was in stable condition after being hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Lithium-ion batteries increasingly being used to store power for electrical grids. However, some localities are worried about the fire threat. Despite assurances of safety from proponents, some are enacting moratoriums on the systems. SRNNews.com.